Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Today, plausibly live, it's the Zabecast.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Pollin.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go!
You know, I don't mind being called a Bill O'Brien doppelganger as long as it's supposed to be sort of a compliment. Is it, Andy Pollin, a pseudo compliment?
I don't find it to be either a compliment or an insult. I was watching the pregame and he had his hat off, so I had full face, and I thought, man.
You're like, that looks like Zabe.
He could be twins.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that before. I wish I had his bank account, obviously, but he's still doing it in football, even though he's not a head coach anymore.
Well, he is. He's head coach of Boston College.
Head coach of Boston College, excuse me. He's no longer a head coach in the NFL.
Right.
But, I've been told I don't have the big chin dimple that he does.
Right. But the hairline's the same, the eyes.
Hairline? What hairline? It's gone.
Yeah. Well, so's his. So it's okay.
I mean, you can't have a hairline if it's actually non-existent, basically. So, yeah. Yeah, and it's gone.
And it's gone.
And it's gone. The hairline is gone.
And it's gone.
And it's gone. Okay, before I get going here, mea culpa corrections. I don't know how many factoids, Andy, in a 30-minute podcast I spew out, but it's, I'm sure, a considerable number of scores and information and names and things and dates, etc. Let's say it's 100 points of data. I'm going to get some shit wrong. I don't mind being told, hey, you fucked this up. or you fucked that up. But it frustrates me when I specifically spent time poring over something, was certain that I had my research right, and I was dead wrong. I said last week that the NFL has moved off of Saturdays this year because of the college football playoffs. I could not be more wrong. I just was staring at the schedule on ESPN.com and scrolling and staring and scrolling and staring, and I didn't see it. But it is week 16. The NFL will play on Saturday, and that will be directly head-to-head with the first rounds of the college football playoff. And somebody reminded me, Zabe, you talked about this. You said the NFL is pulling their dick out going, okay, you want to compare? Let's see what you do. Nobody got out of the way of anybody. The NFL said, fuck you. We got our schedule, and we're going to put it where we want.
Yeah. Oh, look, this year they looked at Christmas, and they went Wednesday. Yeah, we don't usually play on Wednesday, but we'll take that too. And we'll sell it to somebody else. So Netflix is going to televise those two games.
But don't they know that Mark Cuban, NBA owner, because the NBA has claimed Christmas Day as their own. Don't you know he once said, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered, and said the NFL was heading towards a slaughter if it didn't curb its voracious ways?
Yeah, you know, I like Mark Cuban on a lot of things, but boy, was he dead wrong on that.
God damn, totally wrong on that. So yes, there'll be Wednesday games. There will be a Saturday weekend. Don't ask me how many, because I'll fuck it up again. I apologize. Thank you to the various emailers who said, whoa, 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 you got that wrong. Also, I referred to Pitt, West Virginia, as the backyard brawl. No, I referred to Penn State, West Virginia, as the, quote, backyard brawl. It is, in fact, not the backyard brawl. That is Pitt versus West Virginia.
Okay, so we got that straightened out.
All right, let me start, because I know you like historical things in sports. I'm going to give you something that's in my wheelhouse because it is musical history. As the National Football League gets ready to embark, Andy, on their 105th season, no greater piece of music has ever been written about the NFL than this song right here, the original theme to Monday Night Football. Soak it in! But did you know it actually was not commissioned for Monday Night Football?
Really?
It's called Heavy Action, and it was composed by Johnny Pearson for KPM Music in 1970 and was originally used in the in Great Britain for the Beeb. They wrote it for British sports, and they don't play football. Heavy Action. Building. Here we go. And it's spillover.
Yep. I still remember when that debuted. It was September of 1970. The Cleveland Browns played the New York Jets. And before the game, Howard Cosell interviewed Joe Willie Namath on the field.
Yep. It's such a great piece of music in its construction and execution. High energy brass, string fanfare. It was used during the Superstars in 1973 as well. Yes, they sprinkled this around. In the 1975 NFL season, ABC acquired the use of Heavy Action, and they also didn't make it the official theme song for Monday Night Football till 1989, at which time Ed Kalehoff did alternate arrangements. But it's still being used heavily in the UK and was used as recently by the BBC during their coverage of the 2012 Summer Olympics. So over there, they're playing the iconic Monday Night Football theme that we've known as for years, and it's their sports.
Right. When did Hank Williams start singing Are You Ready for Some Football? Was that probably in the 90s, right? Probably
yeah, 90s. I could look that one up. And, of course, that came to an end with Hank Williams' foray into politics, which brings us to our first story today on the Zabecast. Apparently, somebody, if you believe this story, put up counterfeit Kamala Harris official candidate of the Philadelphia Eagles posters in SEPTA bus kiosks all around Philadelphia. the Eagles have sprung in and said, whoa, 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 whoa. We have not endorsed any candidate. The NFL has said the same. And currently, the owners of that advertising space are saying they are investigating to see who, quote, vandalized their bus kiosks with these counterfeit posters. What do you think?
I believe the Eagles. The race is very close in Pennsylvania. Why would they piss off half their fan base?
Exactly. It makes no sense. But I guess we'll I would assume we'll find out. Somebody must be able to crack this. First of all, these are really artfully done posters. It's a profile cartoon or icon of Kamala Harris in an Eagles helmet. You can clearly see it's her facially and with her hair underneath the helmet. And it's got seemingly all the mark. It's got the official Eagles mark, and it says PhiladelphiaEagles.com/vote underneath. So it looks quite official. But somebody had to break into that double-paned plexiglass to put that in there and have it look so accurate. This is not just slapped on. So I don't know who would do this because they're risking, you know, criminal prosecution for, quote, vandalism.
Yeah, it could be a team employee, you know, that wanted to do this and get it on the sly.
A team employee that went rogue? Oh, he'll lose his job in a hurry.
Well, you know, maybe we didn't think he'd be found out. But, yeah, I've never heard of a team endorsing a candidate. I've heard of athletes doing it, but not a team.
Right. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, damn, I've never heard of a team endorsing it or a league weighing in one way or the other. Now, I ask you, what if teams were decided to, I guess they're free to weigh in if they want.
Sure.
But it's a perilous thing. Now, in certain states that are heavily one direction, you know, I guess it wouldn't hurt them too bad in a 70% Democrat or 70% Republican state. But then again, you wouldn't need the votes. So the juice, as our friend Tom Lavera would say, wouldn't be worth the squeezing on this, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't see the benefit of the Eagles doing that. Now, the owner may be a Democrat. I don't know. But you would create such a firestorm that I don't think it would be worth it for the team to do it.
Yeah. I wonder if it would swing any votes. Like, I don't know. Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
The Eagles are endorsing Kamala. Okay, great.
Yeah, well, I mean, there have been political people have been football fans. At one time, they were talking about Condoleezza Rice succeeding Roger Goodell. But, that's not going
to
happen.
Yeah. The scariest thing to me is there are still undecideds 2 months away, basically, from the election. I don't care which way you vote. How fucking stupid do you have to be undecided right now?
Yeah, these two candidates could not be more different. And right. 2 months before the election, you're either going one way or another. And, you know, there's a couple of big issues like abortion that may swing a few, but I can't imagine it's going to swing any big number.
Is that a big issue for you, abortion?
Not for me personally, though I support the position that Kamala Harris has on it, yes.
What is on top of Andy's most important issues for the upcoming election?
Well, I'd like to have a candidate who doesn't constantly lie, who doesn't want to get in bed with dictators. That's preference on my part. That's all.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, you keeping track of all the lies or just some of the lies?
You can't keep track of them. The Post counted the ones when he was in office. It was over 30,000. I don't have time to keep track of all of them.
Now, and you're sure that your guys and gals aren't lying?
They tracked the things that were said, and they fact-checked them, and they said there were over 30,000 lies.
No, but I mean, as far as you do know that apparently Kamala never worked at McDonald's, which she claimed.
Well, there's no record in the McDonald's corporation, but these are individual franchisees. Has anybody checked with the franchise that she may have worked for?
All right. You know her running mate is being accused of lying about serving.
Of course.
In Afghanistan. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Right. He said something about it and he apologized for it. But that's not a good look either.
Okay. But not a lie, though.
Well, I don't know if it's a lie or not. But he in this particular case, he said that he was wrong on that. The other guy, I haven't heard him say anything about the lies that he's told.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Moving along, the game on Friday in Brazil is of some interest between the Eagles, speaking of the Eagles, and the Packers, notably because the NFL has said, look, just stay in your hotel when you go to Brazil. Brazil's pretty unsettled right now, to say the least, and they don't need their players getting in trouble. We remember, Andy, when our swimmers got arrested and almost had to get extradited back to the States over a fucking poster at a grimy gas station. So,
I remember that, yeah.
So I think for NFL players, they should really treat it as 48 hours in hotel, practice field, Netflix and chill, play the game, and get the fuck out.
Yeah, and this just addresses more greed by the NFL. If this is, in fact, an unsafe situation, I don't think they're smart bringing their teams there, but they just want those international dollars. Also, this is a quote from a player. Has anybody from the league spoken about this?
Well, no. You're just hearing players like Darius Slay for the Eagles saying, I can't wait, but man, I don't want to go to Brazil. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much because the crime rate is crazy. I'm like, NFL, why would you want to send us somewhere with a crime rate like this? They say, if you're going out, don't have your phone in your hand when you're out in public. Kind of hard to use it if it's not in my hand.
Right, and this is not just like a regular fly-in the day before situation. Aren't they already there?
Wednesday. The Packers are leaving Wednesday.
Okay.
So they'll airdrop in. It's just part of the NFL's overarching appetite to dominate the globe. And, you know, it's Brazil today. Tomorrow will be another game. I mean, they're just going to start picking new countries, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. They did one in Mexico. It's probably been 20 years since they've done that. Now they're regulars in London and Germany. And, yeah, there's money sitting out there. They're going to take it.
Yeah. College football, you're watching the game tonight for Florida State, but let's go through some of the big winners and losers over the weekend in college football. Your boy Brian Kelly was table-pounding mad, Andy, that his LSU Tigers couldn't finish the deal against USC.
Yeah, this is another overhyped Notre Damer. He did a good job, not a great job at Notre Dame. They did play for the national championship, but were embarrassed by Alabama. And off that hype, he gets $100 million to go to LSU, and everybody ripped Ed Orgeron for not winning national championships. They said, that's the dumbest coach ever. He can't win at LSU. Well, here's Brian Kelly. Three straight openers he's lost. I got the whole year to prepare for this, and he loses again.
Do you remember when he went so nuclear mad on the sideline at Notre Dame at his quarterback that it was kind of scary? It was unhinged. And you couple that with the whole incident with the kid up on the scissor lift that died in a windstorm.
Right.
To me, Brian Kelly was never going to make a comeback. Then the fake accent when he got hired at LSU. Now this contrived, like, I'm just so mad. I've never liked him. He strikes me as a phony asshole.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand what the attraction was for him. People look at Notre Dame and they say, well, you know, it's really hard to win there because they have a high academic standard and all that stuff. That's baloney. It's just college football right now. And I'll say this about the games. The games are very entertaining, but it's what Barry Switzer says is the NIL. Now it's legal.
Barry Switzer said that. NIL means now it's legal.
Now it's legal. Yeah. And now you also have Dabo Sweeney who's saying, "Oh no, we looked at our roster. It was fine. We didn't need anybody in the transfer portal." And Georgia on what was supposedly a neutral field, although it was Atlanta, just embarrassed them. Yeah. They're not competitive. I mean,
not against Georgia. Not against Georgia. Now let's talk about the Dabo thing, because on the one hand, I respect his standing on business, as the kids say. I respect his principle. However, it doesn't make sense given that he's going to have to pay the high school kids he recruits anyway, because they know that quarterback A, B, and C at schools D, E, and F are getting X amount of money.
Right.
So he's not going to be saving much money by going the old school route of growing his own vegan, plants and vegetables to eat. you know, by going the high school route. He's going to have to pay him anyway. So you might as well get some guys who've been in college, who are a year or two older, that aren't getting playing time somewhere, that have something new to prove, that will come on in. But it's probably going to come to a head this year. I remember when Coach K used to say, Andy, you do too, I like four-year players.
Yeah.
And then he started to lose.
Yeah.
And then he was like, Corey Maggette for a year. Yep, I'll take him. William Avery. Sure. Come on in. Yeah. And the rest is history.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is college football now. If you want to be in it, you have to play this game. And if you look at your quarterback room, as they call it now, and there's no experience in there, well, damn it, go get yourself a fifth-year senior. There are plenty of them out there.
That said, they looked at the schedule for Clemson, and they still have a pretty good team. I think Kate Klubnik is severely overrated as a five-star, but whatever. And they're probably likely to go still 10-2, like when it's all said and done, because they're still just better than so many other teams in that conference. They'll probably lose to Florida State. How's Florida State doing right now, by the way?
They're down 7-0, and BC is driving. They're inside the 10.
Terrible start for Florida State.
Yeah.
But so if they go 10-2 and they make the playoff on the last rung, what are people going to say? Dabo will just be emboldened.
He'll be emboldened, but they're no longer a factor to win the national championship. And what do they play for? Three or four times under him? They won one of them? You know,
they once were. For sure.
That's not the guy they gave the $10 million contract to. He operated under old rules. The new rules, if you don't take advantage of it, you play Georgia and you lose 34-3.
Yeah. Billy Napier is in for a hell of a long year at Florida. They got trounced by Miami. Miami's been one of the biggest portal spenders this offseason cycle, and they're loaded with dudes. The U is back, which I think makes football more fun on Saturdays. But Napier is a guy who was hired after they got rid of Dan Mullen, who had won 30 games in 3 years, but Florida said, not good enough. Right. And they got the toughest schedule in the country.
Yeah, it's crazy. And what you have with Miami, you know, is too bad Nevin Shapiro's in jail, I think, because as Barry Switzer says, now it's legal, and they could even do a better job of getting players in there.
However, the company that was funding a lot of Miami's nil stuff, I forget the name of it. I believe Darren Revelle just reported that they put out a statement saying the ongoing viability of the company is in severe doubt.
So
it could be another Ponzi scheme down there in South Florida, but right now they got the studs at Miami. So college football's back. Anything else from the weekend that caught your eye?
Well, I mean, Notre Dame winning, that was at Texas A&M. That's right. A pretty big deal. And speaking of schedules, I mean, they look like they have a clear path to the playoff. And
although they can be no higher than the fifth seed because they're not in a conference,
which means they don't get a first round bye. But I don't really think they're a threat to win the national championship. But it's just interesting the way things are set up that they win the first game and it's like, whoa, bring on the playoff. We're all set.
Did you watch College Game Day?
I did watch some of it, and I thought Nick Saban was excellent.
Do you think he likes Pat McAfee? Because there's a clip of him sitting stoically as McAfee is dancing and grooving in his chair right next to him. And a lot of people, you know, made memes off of that.
Right, but I think they both realize that the chemistry between the old guy and the young guy is good. I watch them together. I think it's a really good thing. And sadly, and I really feel bad about this, but they're bringing Lee Corso out late in the telecast to put on the right mascot head. And
that's so he's just doing one little shot.
He's on for a little bit, but it's like a 3-hour show, and I don't think he's on.
He doesn't have the stamina to do it anymore.
Well, you know, and he's slurring his words because he's had a stroke. I mean, it's all part of the tradition, and I guess people love it when he puts on the mascot head. But
sure,
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's up to them, but I just feel bad because he was so good, you know, in his heyday.
Here was the bite from Nick Saban that, quote, broke the internet, according to Kirk Herbstreit.
I just want to say you guys keep talking about a $20 million roster.
Yeah.
If you don't pay the right guys, you'll be shit out of luck.
That's life, baby. That's life.
Congratulations. You just broke the internet.
So, I mean, how do you feel about a guy swearing on purpose on broadcast TV?
I think he feels just so incredibly comfortable there that it, you know, kind of slipped his mind that he couldn't say that. I think, you know, I think that's a good indication. I don't think he planned to drop an S-bomb.
So no tutting about that? Like, hey, come on, you're still a former coach. You should be setting an example. You can make your point without saying shit.
Yeah, I mean, maybe...
On ESPN.
Maybe Miss Terry had a conversation with him after the show, but I don't think it damages him. And he's sitting next to Pat McAfee, who regularly drops those on his show.
I know.
And I guess when they're only streaming, he drops a bunch of F-bombs. So, you know, where's the line anymore?
I don't know. And for those that are going to say, but you just said shit, and you say shit and fuck all the time on this podcast, because I'm a podcast. I'm down here in the mud, okay? ESPN and College Game Day, probably their best property of any of their shows, ESPN, absolutely, is to me up on a pedestal, and there should be standards. There should be some things. It's only my second favorite Nick Saban shit reference, though. This one... from their game against Georgia Southern, where they had much too hard of a time in the first half against them.
You all don't remember the Georgia Southern game, do you? I don't think we had a guy on that field that didn't play in the NFL, and about four or five of them were first-round draft picks. And I think that team won a national championship, but I'm not sure. And they run through our ass like shit through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
I loved Saban getting worked up into a lather at the media's indifference to what it takes to win games consistently at a high level. It was art is what it was.
But he comes from the Jimmy Johnson school of using the media to get to your team, and it's been very effective for him.
Right. Do you know what shit through a tin horn means?
I've heard S through a goose, but I'm not sure what the tin horn has to do with it. But,
in the late 1800s, the phrase like shit through a tin horn started to appear in newspapers, or like blank through a tin horn, often as beans through a tin horn or butter through a tin horn. And it was always used to describe an action that happened quickly and effortlessly. Apparently, it came from the military, where you would sometimes like shit into a metal pot or something, like, you know, other stuff that would just go through in a hurry.
Yeah, I was never in the military, so I couldn't tell you.
I know. So anyway, there you go. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. All right, on to the NFL's holdout situation. We've got several high-stakes games of chicken going on right now as we sit here on the Monday before the first Thursday game of the year, and that is Trent Williams in San Fran and Ja'Marr Chase in Cincinnati. Your thoughts on both guys? Ja'Marr Chase has 2 years left on his deal. That's why the Bengals are balking. And Trent is 35?
36, maybe. He came out in 2010. That was the first draft pick that Mike Shanahan made.
So, and even though he's got a contract, he's under contract, none of it's guaranteed. He wants more money. He sat out a whole year in his dispute with the Redskins. So which guy has more merit to their holdout?
Well, I think Trent Williams does, because he's got a team that's trying to get back to the Super Bowl. The Bengals, as you say, they have him under 2 years of control. This stuff doesn't usually start until the last year, although being a first-round draft pick, I guess he figures, you know, yeah, with all the wide receiver money being spent these days, he should get what he wants. But I don't think he will. And Brandon Ayuk, what he settled for, but 4 years, $120 million, right. That offer had been on the table for weeks.
Right.
And the other teams he was going to go to were going to offer less.
Yeah. But, you know, he got to miss camp, which I guess some people say is a good thing. Who knows? Trent is 36, Andy. You're correct. Yeah. 36 years old. The ramifications of Trent not being there for both McCaffrey and Purdy, and downstream the ramifications for Ayuk and Debo from a fantasy standpoint, are massive, because the splits with and without Trent are day and night. Now, I know you're a big fantasy guy. You've probably already factored that into your draft, which takes place Wednesday night in person with you and your buddies from college.
Absolutely. We never miss one.
When was the last time you played fantasy football?
Never.
And why?
It doesn't interest me. And I don't like to be watching games and rooting for some guy to catch a pass who I don't care about.
You never tried it once. What? Doesn't interest me. So it's an obstinate, I am definitely not doing it.
Yeah, I have no interest in doing it. I know people who do it. My son does it. He likes it.
Yeah, why couldn't your son get you into it?
Because I don't like to have to set my roster.
There's leagues where you don't have to do that. It's called best ball, Andy. Best ball is a great format. You draft your players, and they just take the best guys. Boom, done.
I also know the guillotine league. Maybe yeah. I should be in that, have the worst team, and I'm out the first week, and I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay. Well, now it feels like now you're just trying to take it to the grave. It feels like you're digging your heels in to say, you know what, I want to proudly be able to say, you know, on my tombstone, here lieth Andrew Pollin. He never played fantasy football.
There's nothing worse on the radio than some jerk yapping about his fantasy team that nobody cares about. And the guys in the office who come in Monday, oh, my God, do I need to pick me up tonight on Monday Night Football? I got crushes. Who cares?
Wow. Worldwide leader in sports, ESPN. Apparently that phrase is out. Did you see Jimmy Pitaro their boss at ESPN saying, I've asked people not to use it. I don't think it's representative of the culture here. We take pride in leading, but referring to ourselves in that way always felt a bit off.
I don't know. I thought it fit them, but you know, it's on everywhere in the world, right? All the shows.
It is, but as I found out on my honeymoon, the ESPN that gets delivered to the island nations is so not the normal ESPN. It's soccer. And it's tennis, and then it's more soccer, and then it might be a highlight. It's a whole different feed of sports, and you're like, God damn, there's no American football on this ESPN. It sucks. So I've got a new phrase for ESPN if they want to get into it. All right, forget worldwide leader in sports. How about the hot take Bristol oven factory? Come get your hot takes here, my friends.
Yeah, but some of these guys say, oh, I don't do hot takes, but a lot of them do. And the two biggest, you know, moneymakers are Stephen A. and McAfee, and they do hot takes.
I don't think McAfee does. McAfee's angle seems to be of dude bro fanboy. He doesn't get super critical ever. If he swerves in anything critical, he kind of does it with hands off like, hey, I don't know, man. I don't know. This looks kind of shaky, but, you know, he really will not dig in. He wants to be inside the tent pissing out, the big luxury tent that is sports, and his brand is to be the gregarious, rambunctious, let's go have fun. And I got no problem with that. It's smart from his standpoint, but intellectually it does not stimulate me. Because there's a ton of bullshit out there that you wish somebody to go, this is bullshit.
Yeah, but, you know, interesting that Belichick is going to work with him every week. Saban goes on with him. So,
oh, Belichick's doing, I think, five different projects.
Yeah.
Belichick is going to be overexposed.
Yeah. I guess he wants to make sure that the owners see him enough so somebody can hire him next year.
Yeah. I listened to quite a bit of ESPN radio over the weekend on my Sirius XM. I did.
Oof.
Because here's the thing. I wanted to get a sense for, first of all, I want to know, so who's doing what time slot now, right? And it was hard because oftentimes the hosts would rat-a-tat their names so quickly and you wouldn't know which one is which, and they would be sitting in for two other hosts and have to mention the other hosts' names and then presented by Progressive Insurance. Right. So you'd get four names super quick in no particular order. And the other thing is they all sound the same. Yeah. So let me describe the way I hear it as a listener, as a consumer of the product, and also a purveyor. It is not high-pitched. It is high-tempo, urgent sports takes from about 60 to 90 seconds apiece from one of the two hosts. So you know what I'm saying? It's an urgent sports take. I really think the Eagles have got to come out quick. They got to do it by establishing that Jalen Hurts can pass the ball in addition to be a running threat. That's what I mean by urgent. It is like, I got to get this out. 60 to 90 seconds. High tempo, high urgency. And then they hand it off to their partner and there is almost no space in between the two points. And there is no back and forth.
No.
Nobody asks a question of the other person or challenges a point that they're making or stops to go, whoa, 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 I don't understand what you're saying. It is literally a 90-second burst, handoff baton. 90-second burst, handoff baton. 90-second, 60-second, 60-second, and okay, going to break. Coming up next. Here's a prefab subject that I'm sure our bosses signed off on.
You know, it's not really even ESPN anymore. They've sold it off, or it's run by something called Good Karma Brands or something like that. And the lead guy is
Craig Karmazin is the name. He's the son of Mel, formerly the CBS and CBS Radio Titan. Yeah. He is based in Milwaukee. He has the, quote, competitor to our station in Milwaukee, although I've seen the ratings and I'm like, nobody's listening to you guys and you pay four people in the morning. What are you doing?
Right. Well, they like that. And they have this show that's done in the morning on ESPN It's called Unsportsmanlike. And the lead guy is Evan Cohen. And he knows how to do radio.
Evan's got a personality to him. He's a bit sassy. But the rest of the talent on ESPN Radio, they're interchangeable.
Yeah, well, they're all the same. People in. They're TV people. They throw them in there. They make a few extra bucks. But the big point is, this is such a small operation that Evan Cohen is like in management of this, and he's responsible for filling the Greenberg slot, who works like 5 days a month on his own show, and he's the one that does it. So he's on the air all the time. And apparently is involved in running this network. So,
really?
Yeah.
I wonder, because to me, as I listen to it, I go, wow, the whole network has been greenified.
Right.
In other words, that was the style that Mike Greenberg did. High urgency, high tempo, 60-second to 90-second bursts, and a handoff. No dead space, no downtime, no variation in inflection, no side detours, no personal revelations as a host to let the audience get to know you just a bit. And just, it's permeated the entire lineup. And I wondered, are they coaching this? Or is it something that has just been the natural byproduct of the art, if you will, or the product that is sports radio? Is this what the Syracuse grads, Andy, think is how you do it?
There's some of that. And the people who work at ESPN radio, most of them don't have a lot of experience in radio. They're television people. They don't understand how we could, you know, go back and forth on some small move that Steve Spurrier made for an hour. That's the kind of thing that you work through when you're in radio. They don't do that. This is all and the thing about Greenberg is his favorite phrase is, "I'm fascinated by." What are you fascinated? It's a small thing, you know. I'm fascinated that the Dodgers lost three games. You're not that fascinated. You're just trying to tell people that you're fascinated.
I am fascinated by it. I'm fascinated he could make so much money on such thin talent, but he works his ass off, and I'll give him that. And he's now going to host the Sam Ponder chair. Of course they gave him the Sam Ponder chair.
I don't think he'll be in it for long. I call him the human fire hose at ESPN. And anytime there's a big deal, like the dust up between Rachel Nichols and Maria Taylor and both left, who do they stick on the NBA? Greenberg.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
It's like rub some greenie on it, like rub some dirt on it, slap some mud on it, and just stop the leaking.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like in Pulp Fiction where they had to call in Harvey Keitel, but he's the good witch here, and he comes in. Yeah, Sam Ponder's out. There's some controversy because of some statements she made about transgender athletes, and so to smooth it over, let's get management's boy. Go ahead, Greeny, you take it.
She actually just said protect women's sports, that's all. Made no comments about transgender athletes. But still, for the record. Well, I know. Well, yeah, but that, you know, was that the reason she was fired?
I don't know, but I wonder if it factored into it. Just wonder.
If it did and she's got proof, I think she's got a great lawsuit on her hands. Sort of like our girl Sage Steele. But anyway, I digress. So the thought just hit me. Lastly, you said that people wanted a little bit more on the insane college football all-stars versus the defending Super Bowl champions game that was played in August. Do you have more to add to that?
Well, somebody had posted and tagged both of us with a clip of Bill Belichick at the film board showing Walter Payton playing in this game in 1975. And you would have, and he said, I didn't remember this, but Belichick said these guys would practice for a month together. A month.
A month.
Yeah. And then they played this game, which was usually won by the defending champion team. But I think the Packers lost at least one of them. And there were a couple of other teams that lost, you know, a game. The other thing about it is the injuries that would happen. And everybody knows who Merlin Olsen is. Merlin Olsen had a brother named Phil Olsen, who was a first-round draft pick of the Patriots, and he hurt his knee in that game. And those days, the knee surgery with the chainsaw.
Oh, my God.
And he never had much of a career after that. So can you imagine that now? First-round draft picks being sent to some meaningless exhibition game. Crazy.
Oh, my God. Chainsaw knee surgery. You're only slightly exaggerating.
Yeah.
If for those kids listening that don't believe the stories of Uncle Andy and Uncle Stevie are telling you here. Go Google an image of Joe Namath's knee.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
you'll see the four zipper scars on it where they had to go in multiple times to fix his ligaments.
Yeah, the arthroscopic surgery, I don't think debuted until the 80s.
Oh, no. No, they sliced you open. They zipped you open like a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Pulled everything apart and said, all right, we got to stitch this back together somehow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Andy, we are here. Football is back, and we're blessed with great content, as always. No time today for Caitlin Clark. Maybe next week we'll talk about her. She's absolutely on fire right now.
Absolutely, and these jealous women, you got to get over it. She's good for business.
Do you see the stat that apparently 17% of the entire league's flagrant fouls have been against her?
Yeah.
17% of the entire league's flagrant fouls have been against Caitlin Clark. And half of those have been by the Chicago Sky, who really hate her.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the Angel Reese's problem.
Yeah.
Which is good for the league. It's good stuff.
All right. Andy, enjoy football. We'll talk next week. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Dave.
See you. And I know it's going to be a lovely day.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.